Hey guys, so this is the second of our Live from Halloween Horror Nights 2018 shows. Based on your feedback from the first episode, what I'm going to do is do like a little, very short intro between each house and each audio gap, because as what happened last time, I'm going to play the audio from the house from my perspective, and then the same house, exactly the same house, from Dan's perspective. But I will make that super clear this time, so you guys don't think we're in two different houses or doing two different things. This week, or I should say this show, is featuring Dead Exposure and Trick or Treat. So those are the two houses featuring in this episode. You'll hear it both houses twice, one from my perspective and one from Dan's perspective. And then there's a little bit of chat before and after that we did live from Halloween Horror Nights, so you get our reactions instantly as we were there. You can hear the park in the background, you can hear the fear from us. But again, two houses in this episode, Dead Exposure and Trick or Treat, and you'll hear my voice from where I'm recording right now at intermittent points throughout the episode, just to make it super clear what you guys are listening to. So yeah, I really hope you enjoy the show. We've got maybe, maybe three or more of these to go. Three more of these episodes, maybe more, depending on if I do a separate scare zone one or whether I include those within these episodes. I haven't decided yet. So yeah, if you like these episodes, these live episodes, please share it with your friends. Please like us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Please also subscribe to the podcast and leave us a 5-star review. We really, really appreciate it. We love all of our listeners, all of you guys have liked and shared before, so we really appreciate it. If you have any ideas for the show as well, tweet me on Twitter at Ryanogs, R-Y-A-N-O-G-S. Always open for ideas for the show. So hope you enjoy this one, and be prepared for some loud noises from the house. There was nothing we could do about that. So we're now heading for, what's this, Dead Exposure?
Yeah.
I'm unsure at this point whether I'm enjoying it or not.
Right.
What do you think?
Based on the first two, I'd rather not do it.
Yeah. Literally, I'm going to need a wee after this because...
Flowing.
I'm so, yeah.
Gushing.
Yeah.
You start recording.
Yeah. Like, it's not natural to be scared that way. It's not good for you.
No, I mean, I don't understand the... I don't see the fascination.
No.
At the moment, no.
No. You do get like a sense of, like a new sense of relief once you've walked out.
Or made out alive.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But like, that's it. What's going on over there? There's some like wizards and stuff.
Imagine they're hiding uniform.
That one's quite short. It must be one of the scare zones.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Floor to cinema.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah. So we're seeing cast members from Floor to Cinema also. They don't look that scary in the day, like, do they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they are. Not Wookiees.
Yeah, they kind of look like cheap Wookiees.
Hey?
They kind of look like cheap Wookiees, don't they? Yeah. Yeah, they look like a Yeti. Joe Road Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
costumes got crude all the way.
Yeah, they do, don't they? They look really crude.
When
they're
springing and you hang from a door.
When it's dark, yeah.
It's quite effective.
Yeah, it works well. I don't really like zombies. Hey? I don't really like zombies.
No. I think you're like fast as well. Of course, you're like fast moving.
Great. Great.
Try to work out for me.
Jesus Christ. Why did I do this?
As long as I can run faster than you, it's okay.
Neither of us can run. Oh, dear. So my favourite of the two so far is actually, I think I preferred Bunghouse.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's a cinema. Took you around lots of rooms, lots of like films.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been all made up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of didn't really have much of a theme and stuff.
No, I didn't think it was that. I thought it was okay.
Blumhouse pretty much had the same sort of characters throughout.
Yeah. And so far we've used our Express for just this one, Dead Exposure.
Yeah.
So in theory we could do Slaughter Cinema and Blumhouse again.
If we wanted to.
We might.
We might do.
$170.
By the end of the night we might be buzzing on the fourth getting stabbed.
Oh, that guy at the end, honestly.
He done me well good.
I really hope you get absolutely done on this one.
Hey?
I really hope you get done.
Oh, I went on one.
I heard you on the last one, about halfway through.
Yeah.
You got absolutely done.
I did get done by something. I can't remember what it was now. Somebody burst out of a cupboard somewhere.
Yeah.
Why they only open certain ones at certain times.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe they just open the other ones early.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually start until 6:30, does it?
No.
6:20 currently. Quite possibly, yeah.
It's 5, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If it's 5, then it starts at 5.
Yeah.
The park itself is 5.
Yeah, I don't think they let people in straight away.
Yeah.
I think it'll be around. Yeah.
Blood
is
very,
very
warm.
I hope so.
Because I'm not covered in blood, am I?
No. No, you're not. What, earlier? Yeah, it did, yeah. That was good.
There's smoke running out of here now.
Yeah, that doesn't smell as popcorn, no.
Why is it all in French?
I don't know, maybe we're out of French. It's a French zombie. It's scary, it's kind of zombie.
Yeah, it's not even a zombie, it's just a French person.
An angry French person, right? Huh?
Come at you with baguettes.
Yeah. This number get there. Oh, ho, ho. Yeah, honestly, like the fear has not got any less so.
Like what, between houses?
Yeah, no, it has not at all.
Not the most.
Like, I get horrible, I really don't want to do this. I'm out.
Yeah. I don't think I'm done. I don't think I've been done. Yeah.
I've been done several times.
Yeah. Especially by that last
one. I don't. Oh, these guys don't look good.
Oh my god. Loads of these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
We did guys going in hazmat suits. And we're seeing a load of zombies just walk in.
Yeah, covered in black, which I assume is to cover their outfit.
Yeah. No, no, no. And we're the first lot in.
Yeah.
They're going to want us...
Literally the four people into this house.
Yeah, we're the four people into the house, and they're going to want to scare the shit out of us.
They're going to be fresh.
I don't know how my swearing's been so far.
Hey?
I don't know how my swearing's been. I don't know how my swearing's been so far. I think there's been a few Jesus Christ, but I think that's about it.
I can't hear my voice when I'm in there. Mainly because my voice is really weak.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Yeah. So once we've done this house, we've done all the houses at the top, I believe.
Yeah, sort of the right-hand side.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still the two at the bottom that we need to do.
Seeds of Extinction and something else, right?
Yeah. So Seeds of Extinction and Trick or Treat.
Okay.
Then we're round to the front.
Then we're round to the front where most of the houses are, right? So at the front you've got Stranger Things, Halloween,
Poltergeist.
What else is up there? There's another one or two, isn't there?
Let me have a look. Poltergeist,
Carnival Graveyard,
Fury, Scary Tales, Deadly Ever After, Halloween.
Staff are going in, which means we should shortly be going in. I do find some comfort that there's some staff in there.
Yeah?
And I'm not going to die.
Some comfort that that redhead is in there.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
No.
I just want to get out.
When the staff... I'm expecting a staff to scare.
To scare you?
Yeah.
I kind of see one and I think, does that mean it's a scare actor nearby? Because I think they're looking out for the safety of the scare actors as much as the guests. Because a few of them have been hit and stuff this year. Spat on and stuff.
Bad.
Which is terrible, yeah. It's no need for that. I don't know, that was a mistake, wasn't it?
Four people. Number three and four.
Yeah. Oh boy.
I don't like zombies at the best of times.
No, I don't like zombies at the best of times either.
I watch Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are advertised as fast moving zombies.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to this one.
I don't know if they'll have weapons. Like, obviously, so far we've had knives and guns.
Yeah.
And a razor blade.
That barber.
Yeah.
He was weird, that guy.
He didn't need a mask.
No, he didn't need a mask. I don't know. The audio is very loud.
It's very loud.
Oh, God. We're going in. We're going in. We're now in. We're in the house. I don't know where we're going. We'll be right back.
was the worst one yet. Yeah, that was horrible.
I didn't like that at all.
Oh, I couldn't see a thing.
Yeah, that was the worst bit. Like, it goes complete black.
And then it flashes, like, and then it flashes for a split second, it flashes light.
Yeah, strobe light's going.
Oh.
But that first bit, you go into
oh
the
my God.
Monkey.
I couldn't see a thing in there.
No.
I lost you at one point.
I was staying quite close to the people in front because I couldn't see where the hell I was going.
I don't know how they saw it. Oh, geez. There was one guy that got me good.
There were several times where I thought, have I lost them? Because everything went completely black.
Oh my goodness.
You get a strobe light. Oh. That was
that was the worst one so far.
That dead exposure?
Dead exposure was the scariest so far.
I think it's because you could barely see.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
No. I was half expecting there were bits where we went through and there was complete darkness and you get strobe lights.
Yeah.
For about 5 seconds.
That's the only time I could see where I was going.
Yeah.
When the strobe lights came on.
I was expecting people to be, like, appear.
Yeah.
In the black. But I don't think they did as much as I was expecting.
Oh God, that was horrible. I got peppered with gunfire at one point, and it was like hitting my legs. And that scared me quite a bit. I just heard this and it was like hitting my legs.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, it was obviously just air.
You're right.
But it hit me at exactly the right time, kind of thing. And I was just like, oh, Jesus. Bloody hell. Honestly.
The worst one.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Exposure down.
Dead exposure is, yeah, and we can't even come back on that because we used our express.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's a shame. Oh, my goodness. That one was good, though.
We could do it if we wanted a queue for it.
Yeah, we could do it if we wanted a queue for it. That was a good house, though.
What, sort of the design of it?
Yeah. Oh, is it smell of eggs?
Yeah, it's a bit rough.
This way, through the Simpsons?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so far, this is the, that was the worst house. So we're going to walk to the next house now, and we'll catch you guys in a bit. Okay, so now you guys are going to hear the same house, but from Dan's perspective. So, yeah, enjoy.
Okay. Okay, we're going in.
Thing. Right. Oh my God. Yeah,
God.
So we're now moving on to the next house, which is Trick or Treat. And the first side of the horrific story you will hear is from my perspective. And you'll be able to tell because I do the intro and you can hear us talking and all that kind of good stuff. But just so everyone's aware, the first part will be me.
What's
it?
Thank you, and right here.
Thank you. So we're currently walking towards Trick or Treat, right?
Yeah.
Hello. Trick or Treat. I don't know. I have no idea. I've not seen it, which is probably a mistake. Why are we going this way? It does, isn't it? It looks like we're going kind of Seeds of Extinction way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sending us a really long way around. Barney is the real horror. I don't think I've been at this side of the park for about 15 years. How is Barney still there?
Yeah, this express is about 10 minutes out
of the. By the time you get there, that's it. You see. So yeah, we're on our way to Trick or Treat.
So far, the experience has not been good.
No? Are you telling me you wouldn't do this again?
I don't know. I don't want to do the last one.
Well, the last one was horrendous. No. Jesus.
Oh, Dead Exposure.
Dead Exposure, yeah. That was not good. Let's see what this one's like, shall we?
Same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God, it's Curious George. Oh. The real horror begins.
One horror after another.
This is George. He is as good as a monkey. And it's always very curious. Look at all the animals, if only he could meet. They could all meet his new friend, the man in the yellow hat. Don't believe the animals. It's like eerie music with a desolate Curious George town. To be fair though, like, as much as I'm not sure I'm enjoying being scared, hats off to the team.
Yeah.
They're good houses.
I gotta be in the middle.
Yeah, that last one was bad. That last one was horrendous. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from this one. So we're just waiting to be let in.
Really good. Made me scream.
Yeah. Did he scream?
Yeah, that was
good.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Halloween's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Dead Exposure, but no. Which one felt really long? No, Dead Exposure was all right. The really long one was probably... Yeah, cinema, yeah. Sort of cinema felt quite long.
Yeah.
Dead Exposure, I just couldn't see anything.
Oh, this is where they had action.
Yeah. Possibly. Oh, here we go. This is a warehouse.
Around the back of Fear Factory?
Yeah, I think so. No, it can't be. Animal Actors, maybe.
No!
I don't know. Here we go. Oh, that's got a creepy song as well.
Still recording.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
That's my thing. I have to get pictures of all this.
Oh, no, it's all good.
Good idea.
It is a good idea. What houses have you done so far?
Halloween.
Is it good?
Yeah. What'd you do?
We've done Dead Exposure, Slaughter Cinema, and what was the other one? We did another one. Dead Exposure was really dark.
I heard that was scary.
It was really dark.
Somebody said it was scary.
It's the scariest one we've done so far, yeah.
I can't see anything.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's just strobe lights.
Oh, wow. Craziness.
Oh, sort of similar, the exposure, just erasing from my
mind. Oh, Blumhouse.
Blumhouse,
yeah.
Blumhouse wasn't too bad.
No.
When you look back and think,
huh?
Compared to Dead Exposure, they weren't too bad.
No,
that's impressive. You've got three done already.
Yeah, we stayed in the Stay and Scream area of The Simpsons.
Oh,
and then,
there you go.
Yeah. This is our first ever time.
We went last year.
Oh, cool.
Where are you guys from?
South of England, near Brighton.
That's true.
That one was okay.
That one, I like that one. That was good.
Okay.
That's my favourite house so far.
Really?
Yeah, I like that one.
That was good. It's amazing, isn't it?
It did look really good.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Oh, I got done at one point.
I heard you.
So bad. You got done by a wall at one point.
Did I?
I saw you flinch at the wall.
So, the thing is, someone screamed in front of me and it made me jump.
Somebody was screaming behind us, oh my God.
That might have been me.
Nice.
That was
trick or treat done.
Which they said
wasn't
very good.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I read online that one was quite low rated.
Oh, I really enjoyed that one.
I thought it was good. That's probably the best one so far.
That's probably my favourite. You could see, so that was nice.
Hey?
You could see, which helps.
You could see
in general.
Oh, yeah.
Which helps.
The thing is,
at one point, I saw someone jump scare someone in front.
Right.
And I knew they were there, and they still got me.
Amazing. Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Oh, oh dear. That was good. So I think... definitely rate that one. That's probably my favourite so far.
Yeah, I agree.
So now we have trick or treat once again, but from Dan's perspective. And at one point, he really does get done here. So enjoy.
Okay.
This is cool. It's like a house inside a building. I saw something coming up. Yeah. That one was okay.
I mean, he says that one's okay, but I don't know if you noticed, but every time the audio kind of cuts out is basically where the mic gets overloaded by how much we're screaming. So, I mean, did you count the amount of times that his did that in the last one? That's all I'm saying. It wasn't okay. It was a great house, though, in all fairness. Trick or Treat. We're going to talk about our trip report in a later episode, so I won't say too much, but Trick or Treat was definitely one of our favourites. So that's it for this episode. Hope you've enjoyed it. Please let us know if there's anything more we can do to make the next episodes even better. And then we will see you on Monday for Monday's episode. There's always going to be an episode on Monday. This is a nice little bonus episode. And then there will be, as I said, three more of these to come. So, yeah, see you next time.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.